It is difficult to pick up a newspaper or watch the news without hearing about one of the dozens of class action suits sweeping the United States. Joining us to discuss the impact that class action suits have on business and the economy is Philip Beck. Phil is a partner at Bartlett, Beck, Herman, Palanchar & Scott. He was one of George Bush's lead lawyers in the 2000 election litigation in Florida, as well as lead counsel for the U.S. government in the Microsoft antitrust case. We caught up with him in the firm's Chicago office. Phil, hi.
Hi, how are you? I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. So tell me, how concerned are you about the number of class action suits across all industries?
I'm very concerned. And you mentioned dozens. It's more like hundreds or thousands. And I think that these class actions have gotten to the point where they're very good for my business, which is the legal business, but they're bad for the country as a whole.
Now, in concept, however, class action suits make sense for consumers, employees, and investors, as well as the companies they're suing. Individuals don't have the money to sue mega corporations on their own, and conversely, corporations don't have to defend 1,000 different cases. So how did the class action device stray from its original intent?
Well, the original intent was to combine into one large suit a large number of claims that had real merit but were too small to pursue individually. But today, most class actions are used, frankly, as a method of extortion by plaintiff's lawyers. What they do is combine tens or even hundreds of thousands of suits that don't have any merit whatsoever, and their strategy is to create a threat that is so large that a defendant corporation will settle out of court even though it did not do anything wrong.
So this is a loaded question, I guess. Who wins in class action suits?
The lawyers win. First of all, the plaintiff's lawyers win millions and millions of dollars in fees. Secondly, the defense lawyers also make a lot of money defending the corporations. In the meantime, the members of the class typically get next to nothing if they get anything at all, and the corporation pays out lots and lots of money, and those payments end up getting passed along to consumers in the form of higher prices.
Yeah, I wondered. I got a check from Western Union or someone representing Western Union for $2 recently. I had no idea I was in a class.
And I'll bet you that the lawyers who represented that class made a lot more than $2.
So it sounds like we need some reform here. What are some of your ideas on reform?
Well, I think that the first thing would be for Congress to pass a law that would ban class actions in state courts. Class actions have an enormous impact on our national economy, and they ought to be handled in federal courts where there can be a uniform standard rather than in 50 different state courts where the rules can vary from one place to another. Second, we ought to tighten the standards for allowing class actions and also to permit immediate appeal when a judge certifies a class. And then third, and this is a bit of a pipe dream, but the most effective reform would be if, when plaintiff's lawyers bring a class action and it is shown to be without merit, that the plaintiff's lawyers themselves reimburse the defendant for its legal fees.
You know, I got to say, that all sounds like it makes sense, Phil. Thank you. Phil Beck is a partner at Bartlett, Beck, Herman, Palanchar, and Scott, and we spoke to him in his Chicago office.